Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Mount Semeru, located on the border of Lumajang and Malang regencies in East Java, erupted again on Sunday morning, sending an ash column soaring 600 meters above its summit. Quoted from rri.co.id, Liswanto, an official at Semeru Volcano Observation Post, said eruption occurred at 5:42 a.m. local time, with the ash column approximately observed at approximately 600 meters above the peak, or 4,276 meters above sea level. The Geological Agency Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation has issued several recommendations, including banning activities within the southeastern sector along Besuk Kobokan, extending up to 8 kilometers from the crater of the volcano. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Sampai Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Sana lambat teremani karena semerajut tulisan jiwa.
Civil Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, the Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid highlighted the importance of safeguarding children within Indonesia's national gaming ecosystem. She delivered her remarks during the opening of Indonesian Women Game, or IWIG, Beauty Plan Connect Forum held in Bandung on Saturday, July the 5th. And in this event, she said that she wants the gaming industry in the country to grow in a healthy direction, but at the same time, they got complaints from parents about contents that is unsuitable for children. As a concrete response, the government has issued Government Regulation Number 17/2025 on Electronic System Governance on Child Protection, or PP2NES. And in this listener, all electronic system operators are required to implement strict age-based content classification.
I'm busy dancing, baby. Why you keep on standing in my light? Stop, you don't wanna get no closer. Cause I touch like midnight in July. I know that look, I've seen it before. And I keep a score. Catch you right where I want ya. How you like that, baby? But way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is hill on the clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, it's processed until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. Of Ngada region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agro-tourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expand it because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General PSP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain until hot springs.
Tak kala mentari terbenam di ufuk barat, di saat itulah dingin rindu selimuti keindahan senyuman dari lesung pipi itu. Menikmati imaji bersamamu, maka terima bahagia selamanya. Ku berjanji jadi suamimu dan ku akan memberikan yang terbaik untukmu. Ku sadar diriku seindah lagu indie yang selalu kau dengar meracuni telingamu. Ku pastikan indie bukan tentang sajadah larang, sahaja mewarnai duniaku. Maka bahagia selamanya. Ku berjanji jadi suamimu, dan ku akan memberikan yang terbaik untukmu. Perbedaan buat kita terus bersama.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now or Google Play and Apple App Store.
To you, they don't. Let's figure this together. It's cool. Layer after layer, no rules. Every emotion's a welcome. To think I'ma judge you, I won't. Yeah.
And that was Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia. That world you're still listening to our broadcast. And have you ever stumbled upon content about aura farming in which a person and some people lining up and the person in the front, they are, well, dancing a little bit weirdly and usually wearing a sunglass. And it appears to be a parody or even a meme of the viral performance of a child dancer on a racing boat during the Pacu Jalur. And it is held in Indonesia and Kuantan Singgigi Regency Riau Province. And quoted from rri.co.id, this very, very nice festival and a proud celebration and competition is held by a lot of people in Riau. And according to the local communication office of Kuan Sing Singing Regency, Pacu Jalur is a cherished folk celebration passed down by generations. And here if you are looking at a lot of festivals, sport festivals, you might be familiar with the dragon boat. Yeah, it is like that. But in front of the boat, you can see a child becoming some sort of cheerleader. But not only a cheerleader, but they are also telling you if you are leading the position. I mean, all the people who are rowing, they are so focused on rowing, you cannot see left or right. So the only thing that they can see is the child in front of the boat. And usually, if they are not leading the position, the child will be sitting down telling you guys that, well, we are still left behind. But when you are finally leading the way, leaving behind the other opponents, the child will be standing up, telling you that you are leading and will be giving you a very nice dance to make sure that people who are rowing will have more spirit, more enthusiasm, and more power to row and to keep their position in front of other opponents. And it appears that since 1903, today there are more than 100 boats competing, and it is an annual highlight of Riau Province. And if you want to see directly the aura farming, you gotta go to Kuantan Singgigi Regency of Riau Province to check on the Pacu Jalur Festival itself. And what about this year, listener? I quote from kumparan.com, it appears that the Pacu Jalur will be held in August, around 20 to 24th of August 2025. And you can check again at the local official Instagram account, or maybe you can consult your tour operator so that you can go and see these children and all these people aura farming.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you.
After this, you'll be listening to a story about Wayang Kulit or the Shadow Puppet.
I'll be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Yes, you'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, but they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us,
We're not that different at all.
They know we need each other to have to.
That's the sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies, the main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar, so knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one, so it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example
baik,
the story of Ramayana in which Rahwana ya, is bad and cruel, ya, while Rama ya, is nice ya, and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Kolang kasih di waktu, tenang kelak.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masturbi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of Dedan, Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights, so it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who eats eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi istilahnya,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalist agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is